This is the Voice from Jerusalem. We invite you to join us now as Yuval Shomron brings you his program called Hebrew Highlights.
Shalom, this is Yuval Shomron coming to you from the studios of the High Adventure Global Broadcasting Network in Jerusalem. One of my favorite scripture passages is Isaiah 61:10. I will rejoice greatly in the Lord. My soul will exult in my God, for He has clothed me with garments of salvation. He has wrapped me with a robe of righteousness, as a bridegroom decks himself with a garland, and as a bride adorns herself with her jewels. In Hebrew, the first half of this verse sounds like this. So sasis ba'adonai, tagel nafshi be'elohai, ki hilbishani bigdei yesha. The first exciting revelation in the Hebrew I would like to address is the word for clothed, hilbishani. Though most of you probably do not have the service of a private valet who helps you dress in the morning, you may have seen some scene in a movie where a king or some other important individual stretch out their arms while their willing servant helps them don their heavy robes. This is exactly the picture of the word hilbishani. We stretch out our arms towards God, and He actually puts the splendid robes of salvation and righteousness on us Himself, carefully checking that everything fits properly and that we are ready to face the public. The next exciting phrase is in our response. I will rejoice greatly in the Lord. My soul will exult in my God. Again in Hebrew, Sos asis ba'adonai tagel nafshi be'elohai. In my nearly 30 years in Israel, I have learned that the people of Israel really know how to rejoice. There are 7 very descriptive words in Hebrew for rejoicing. I have never understood why they are not translated more literally. Perhaps we English speakers are just a little too stifled in showing our affection toward our Heavenly Father. 2 of these wonderful words are used in this passage. First we have Sos asis, 2 words based on the same root used in partnership. The Hebrew Bible is actually full of plays on words. If I ordered a carbonated drink or sparkling wine here in Israel, it may say Toses on the label. Have you lately been rejoicing in the Lord so much that you feel like you're going to bubble over? Great, you have the right idea. Now, although this definition is based on the phonetic pronunciation of this root and not the actual letters, it is viable. Since the Bible was first handed down by rote, and there are no other good explanations for the seldom used root word. The next words, tagel nafshi, mean quite literally, my soul will spin around. Now let's retranslate this phrase and be Israeli about it. Sparkle, bubble over in the Lord, my soul spins around in my God, for He has personally put salvation clothes on me and given me a coat of righteousness. Now many of you experienced this joy when you first gave your hearts to Yeshua, and hopefully remember it on a daily basis. But unfortunately, we sometimes let our bottles sit half opened in the fridge, losing our sparkling quality. Have you become uncarbonated? Are your bubbles all gone? Psalm 40:16 says, "Let all who seek Thee sparkle, bubble over, and be glad in Thee. Let those who love Thy salvation say continually, The Lord be magnified." Since the mercies of the Lord are new every morning, let's open a fresh bottle of carbonated joy every morning and thank Him.
Shalom, shalom from Jerusalem.
You've been listening to Hebrew Highlights with Yuval Shomron. Visit our website, www.hebrewhighlights.com.